dealt with very seriously by the Rishonim, and that is a consequence of that which we've seen in the Mishnah and the Chesed Aleph. Narosh and Sarsa and Isgarsha, we pass them like Rabbi Akiva, Yeshla Knas, Uknasa La'atzma. So if you look on the page, the Rambam over here adds in one word to the Mishnah. Habash and Isarsa and Isgarsha, Knasa Levado La'atzma. In other words, he adds in the word Levado. And that would come to exclude. What is over here being excluded? So the Rush understands, and this is the way that everyone understands in the Rambam, that he's excluding Boshet u'Pegah. We know that when there is an onus or a pitui, aside from the knas of Chamish and Shekel, there is also a Chabalah. There is also a personal injury to the woman. And that brings about Nezek, Tza'ar, Rikur, Sheves, and Boshes. And so the only uniqueness is that over here the Nezek is not called Nezek, it's called Pegah. But the payments are paid. And according to the Rambam, even though we have a Gzeras HaKasur, that the Knas in this situation doesn't go to the father, but goes to the daughter, the Rambam points out that's Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara. We have Gzeras HaKasur. Asher lo orasa, had she not been legally married, then the Knas goes to the father. But Narosh in his Arsa, the moment that she was legally married, then the knas goes to her. That Gzeres HaKasuv only relates to the knas according to the Rambam. It doesn't relate to the boshes and the pegam. Look at the Rush in the third line. Now Rambam is al kasav, the knas levad la'atzma, avo boshda upegama le'avina. And now the question is, why make such a distinction within the world of payments? So the Rush offers a theory to explain the Rambam. The Efshar de Ta'amei, I'm reading in the Rush, Miha da Amilan Lekamam. We have a Gemara later on in the Memam and Days, Al Boshes Upigam. The Gemara asks, the Ema Lidida, she is the one who is being injured. Maybe she is the one who should receive these payments. Umasik, the Gemara concludes, the Boshes Upigam La Aviha, Mishum, the Iba Imasar La, the Menuva Umukashkin. That when a woman is still a katana or a na'ara, the father has the right to marry her off to whoever he wants. He can marry her off, if he wants to the highest bidder. Even if the highest bidder is someone who none of us would want as a husband, and none of us, you know, or a mukashkin, someone who is very, very difficult physically to live with, but this is the right, the monetary right of the father. And so now that this girl is damaged goods, now that this girl has been seduced or has been raped, that causes the father a monetary loss. It causes a hefsek to the father. He can't get as much for her from the, even from a menuvel or a mukashrin. And therefore, the money is coming to him to cover his loss. The high time garsha. And so the moment we have an independent svara, and the Boshes u'Pegam is not intrinsically linked with the Knas. The father gets the Knas because the Torah says that Benosan Laviha Nara. The father gets the Boshes u'Pegam for a totally independent reason. We have an independent Sara. The Goyi Masar La Menuva u'Mukashrin. And so, if even if you have Xeras HaKasuv on the level of this Arsa and this Garsha, that Xeras HaKasuv will call you Ela Knasa. It's in Bikra, Boshes u'Pegam. Boshes u'Pegam are learned out independently. There is totally separate chiyuv. Yelof mitachsim, nasa ha'isha shalchei vima, hanat shliva chamishim, v'chal di'ika boshes u'Pegam, kumo bishar chavalot, avo v'haikra lo ksiva. So since we have two independent chiyuvim, the knas on one hand, the boshes u'Pegam on the other hand, the fact that we have a gezeras hakasuv in one area, to move it from the father to the daughter, doesn't impact on the other area. That's the shita of the Rambam according to the Rush. However, the Rush continues, Umi unira the gamboshto pegama le'atzma. The Rush disagrees with the Rambam, and he says the moment that we have a gzeras hakasuv that moves the knas, that same gzeras hakasuv also moves the boshto pegama from the father to the daughter. Namely, that we have over here, we'll see black and white a little later on in the rush, we have a hekesh. We have two things in the same pasuk. The pasuk tells us that v'nosan la'aviha na'ara kamishim kesef tachas asher inah. Before we learn the Gemara, alamed gimel med aleph, that the tachas asher inah implies the knas is for the hana'at shchiva. But what about the chabalah? That's a separate payment. V'darshina mehay karamach al de'isha bosan boshus begam. And since we have one pasuk that teaches us two chiyuvim, so there's a hekesh. That's what we call a hekesh between the two. And we have a package deal. Wherever the knas goes, the boshes and the begam goes. If the knas goes to the father, boshes and begam goes to the father. When the knas goes to the daughter, then according to the rosh, the boshes and the begam also go to the daughter. So we have over here what appears to be a very basic machlokes as to what's the relationship between knas and boshes u'pegam. According to the Rambam, they're two independent chiyuvim. The knas, the Torah speaks about chamishim kesef. Boshes u'pegam is from the world of Chabalah, and we have a separate svara that it goes to the father because he bo'i masar la le'menuvo menbukas shrim. Well, according to the Rush, we view it as a package deal. That since the deal of boshes u'pegam is in the same pasuk as knas, we say there's a hekesh. And if there's a hekesh, then wherever the knas goes, the boshes and the begam will go. We're not going to distinguish between them and say, this one goes to the daughter, and this one goes to the father. Are there any ra'ayot to one side or to the other side? So, with the ra'ayot to the Rambam was already intellectually, honestly, given by the Rush. And that ra'ayot to the Rambam, the Chora, is a powerful question on the Rush. The ra'ayot to the Rambam is that the Gemara points out that boshes u'pegam is independent. That's why the Gemara doesn't say that the boshes u'pegam go to the father because it's a package deal. The Gemara says the boshes u'pegam go to the father because that's his loss. The moment that she is kiviyachol worth less on the marital market, that impacts on the father. He's the one who has the zchut mamoni. He's the one who gets the money. So he's being impacted. That's why he gets boshes u'pegam. Had there been a hekesh, who needs a svara? Not only is this a raya to the Rambam, but every raya to the Rambam, l'chora, is a kasha on the rush. So the rush himself, if you will go down to four lines from the end of the rush, three words from the end of the line, it says, v'chod deparach hashas. Right underneath the parentheses of iskis u'knas. It says, v'had deparach, what in words, the Rush is saying, v'had deparach hashas ve'emal ledida. When the Gemara asks, maybe the boshes and the begam should go to her, that's the Gemara that Memo Medeis, v'lo abrina the iskis l'knas, and the Gemara doesn't give the answer that the reason it goes to the father is because you have a package deal. That l'chor is a kasha on me, says the Rush. So, pire shari. So I'm looking back into the Balei HaTosfos, and I see that they agree with me, they were bothered by this. The dafka basar diadina shehem da'av makshina mehu l'chol dinim l'gviya sa'av. Avo kishuma hu akesha lo makkina minal misvinu la'av. What the Rush over here points out is that we need the svara to bring the father into the picture on the original plane, but once we have the svara, then the hekesh kicks in. Namely, then the hekesh says that once the knas is going to the father and the boshes are going to the father, now we have a hekesh. And now wherever the knas is going to go, that's where the boshes is going to go. Namely, in the theoretical building up of the world boshes u'pegam, we have a svara. But once we have the svara, then the hekesh overrides the svara. Well, according to the Rambam, the svara remains. Okay, so the Rambam has a raya from the Gemara of svara. The Rush says that the hekesh overrides the svara. Does the Rush have any rayos to his approach? I mean, what pushed him to learn not like the Rambam? So the Rush says, I have two diyukim in the language of the Mishnah. We have a Mishnah on the Lamed. We have a Mishnah on the Mem Amud Aleph. Let's look at the Mishnah for a minute in the Mem Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Yisomash in his arsa in his garsha. That's our case, right? Rav Eliezer Omer, ha'ones chayav, v'mefateh pasur. Rav Elazar happens to agree with Rabbi Akiva that in this case the knas goes to the daughter, and therefore he says, since the knas goes to the daughter, so if she's being raped against her will, she gets the knas. If she is being seduced willingly, then patur. What do we call this concept when a person theoretically has a chiyuv, but doesn't, but that chiyuv is going to dissipate? What do we call that? We have mechila. She's mechila, right? The moment that she tells this person, "I'll be happy to be intimate with you," then she's mechila on the knas. Hamafata patur. So the Rush says the word patur over here is a generic word. It doesn't say patur miknas. It says patur. So the chora, it means even from boshes of Tugab. Okay, what would the Rambam respond?
It's not your jurisdiction.
Nachon, patur from what she's receiving. She is receiving knas, so she's patur from knas. But the boshes of Tugab go to the father. It's simply not on our radar screen. We're not talking about boshes of Tugab in the Mishnah. We're talking only about knas. That's the only thing that goes to the daughter. Okay, that raya is really not a powerful overriding raya. However, that's, and again, within the Rush himself, he brings that in. He says miu nira, again, when he brings his own shita in the middle of the Rush, gam boshta begamala so be the kamar Rav Elazar be yisomash and sasha hamafate patur be yibisa the boshta begamala vielo havelu misnei hamafate patur bistab kevad dechay boshta sukigam. Okay, so that's one raya. But then he has a little more powerful raya from a language in the Mishnah, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. If you recall, we're dealing with a girl, a woman, whose status changes between the time that the act of Ones and Mefata occurred and the time of Ha'amada B'din. Namely, that she was a ketana or a na'ara at the time of the onus and the pitui. At the time of the hamada b'din, she's already a bogeris. Or we could say her father was alive at the time of the onus and the pitui. By the time of the hamada b'din, she's yisoma. Her father is no longer alive. Or at the time of the maisa, she was single, and then she got married. And once she's nisua, when she's married, the father, al pi halacha, is out of the picture. And then the hamada b'din comes after nisuim. So one of these three things happened between the crime and the hamada b'din. So the Mishnah says that if that's the situation, then harei hein shel atzma. In that situation, even though the father was in the picture at the time of the maisa, since at the time of the hamada b'din, the father's out of the picture, because she's now a bogeret, or because he's dead, or because she got married, since the father's longer in the picture, now, hein shel atzma, the payments, lashon rabin, go to the daughter. What's lashon rabin? L'chora, the knas, and the boshes and the pegah. The fact that the knas goes to the daughter, that makes sense. The knas is not established until ha'amad abedin. Remember, this is one of those unique aspects of knas, that the maise is not the machayev of the knas, the hamad of the din. So since the knas is only enters into the world at hamad of the din, and at that point the father's no longer in the picture, so the knas goes to her. But why does the boshes and the pegam go to her? Ah, says the Rush, it's a package deal. We see it's a package deal. That even though the machayev of boshes and pegam is the act, but the Mishnah says, harei hein, lad lashon rabin, shel atzma. That's really a good, powerful proof of the Rush. Aboshes u'pegam namikom yiktoni rehein. Am aboshes u'pegam af agaz mamona havi. Even though the chora aboshes u'pegam are generated by the maisa, and if the father's no longer in the picture, they should go to his children, to the yorshim, not to her. But isku shliknas. We have the hekesh. This chora is a very, very powerful raya. What do we do with this raya? So I sent you to the Ramban. So the Ramban was already aware that there is a machlokes. We showed him how to relate to boshes and pegam. The Balei HaTosfos, Tosfos Chachmei HaTzarfatim, they view it as a package deal. But the Ramban says, but I view it as two separate things. I, it says, Hari Hain. So he says, oh, that's a knas ben b'mafuta ben b'tfusa. That we have two situations of knas. We have a knas of ones, a knas of mafata. In Achinami, they both happen to be chamish and kesef, but we can speak of them b'lashon rabin. We can speak of them in the plural. So all we have on the table is, in the Mishnah, is a knas. But really, the boshes and begam, they stay by the father. And if the father's not in the picture, they go to the yorshim, not to the girl. So we have over here, in other words, indications from two Mishnayas that perhaps the Rosh is correct. It says Pator, generically. It's Hain, Lashon Rabbit. So the Rambam would answer, could answer, Pator is only relates to the Knas, and Hain can relate to two Knasot, the Knas of Onas and the Knas of Mafata, like the Rambam. What over here would be the conceptual framework of this machlokes? So we would very easily say that according to the Rosh, we're viewing Boshes of Pagam as part and parcel of the Knas. That's the Hekesh. Well, according to the Rambam, we view it in its original state of a payment for Chovel, and it's independent, and it doesn't necessarily go hand in hand with the Knas. The Boshes and the Pagam go to the father, who is the one who is damaged by the onus and pitui in terms of the value of the daughter, mashenken the knas, that will go to whoever it goes, depending upon who's in the picture at the time. But the two aren't necessarily linked. Okay, that's what we have. If all we saw were the Rambam, Halach Peper, Bezal Tetzayim, the Rosh, and the Ramban. The problem is, and this we're aware is a phenomenon that recurs occasionally, that the Rambam appears to be, with a lack of consistency, not like between Hilchos Nara and Murasa and Hilchos Gerushin, but between Halacha and Halacha. That we, the Chora, we've seen up to this point, if we want to put over here, we have the Rosh, and he stands for the Chachmei HaTzarfatim, the Bali Atosfos, on the one hand, and we have the Ramban standing in for the purists on the other hand, in terms of how do we view Boshes U Pagam. So the Ramban says that these are Dine Chabalah, that these are payments of Chabalah, and we have a Svara, the Gemara says, that these go to the father, that these are independent. This is the svara of sorry, just forget the language. Okay. Masar la, that the father has the right to hand her over in marriage, the menuval umukashrim. So this is an independent svara, that deal with an independent chiyuv. Mashen ken, according to the Rosh, we may have started off with this svara, but then this morphs into a hekesh. We have a hekesh in the pasuk between Boshes u'Pagam and Knas. And wherever the Knas goes, that's where the Boshes u'Pagam goes. It's a package deal. Iskat Chavila. In other words, it may have started as an independent svara, but once in the pasuk we find Benasav Navi Hanara Chamishim Kesef Tachat Asher Ina, that implies that this Boshes and Pagam, we view it as as being independent. So we said that in other words, we have two nafkaminas between in this world. One nafkamina is Nisarsa v'nisgarsha. So according to the Rosh, we say that just like the Knas goes la'atzma, so also Boshes u'Pagam go la'atzma. It's a package deal. Well, according to the Ramban, in this case, the Knas goes la'atzma.
That's Xeris HaKosov, Asher Lo Orasa. But the Boshes and Pagam go La'av. That's a Svara. That, in other words, that we saw just above. These are totally independent payments. There's no connection between them. And the second example that we gave is if, in the time of Ha'amada B'Din, the father is not in the picture, Ha'avlo Batuna, and we gave three examples. Either we're dealing with a Bogeret, or we're dealing with Nisua, or Meta'av. In any of these scenarios, the father's not in the picture. So according to the Rush, the Knas goes La'atzma. So the Boshes and Pagam, package deal, go La'atzma. However, according to the Ramban, in this situation, the Knas goes La'atzma. And the Boshes and Pagam go to who? Father's not in the picture. So they go to the Yorshei Ha'av. They go to his inheritors. It's a separate payment. We don't say that we have the same payment. Okay? So, we look at the Rambam. The Rambam deals with this case, Nisarisa v'Nisgarisha, in Perek Beis, Hilchos Na'ara Besula, Halacha Tetzayin. And the Rambam says, at the top of the page that Moses added for you, Ha'bashe Nisarisha v'Nisgarisha, K'nosa Levado La'atzma. The Rambam agrees with the Ramban that Knasa Levado La'atzma, only the Knas goes to her. Boshes and Pagam, that's an independent Svara that stays by the father. But now let's look at the halacha exactly previous to that halacha. Go to the bottom of the page. Perek Beis Hilchos Tesvav. Vafuta o anusa shalotava ad shebogra o ad shenises o ad shemesav. This is the scenario number two. Hare ha'arba devarim o ha'shlosha she'lo. He says it's a package deal. The knas and the boshes of the pigam. Those are the shlosha devarim. Or if it's a case of otis, it's in tsar. Arba devarim, it all goes to her. So the Rambam appears to be inconsistent. In halacha tes zayin, he views boshes and pigam as independent. In halacha tesvav, he views it as a package deal. How do you have both possibilities in the Rambam? And so we continue in the Rambam. Continuing means let's look back in Perek Beis and see whether he gives us any hint of is there a rule and an exception. So we look over here at Perek Beis halacha tes. Rambam tells us that we have a whole list of women who don't have a knas. We never put them all together in the Gemara, but the Rambam puts them all together. We have the Bogeret, and the Nema'enet, and the Megureshet, and the Eilanit, and the Shota, and the Chereshet, and the Gioret, etc. You add them up, you get to 10. And the Rambam next to Ocha says, Kol bat she'esh lo knas, yesh lo boshes u'pigam. And Kol bat she'ein lo knas, ein lo boshes u'pigam. Namely, is the Rambam viewing boshes and pigam as a separate entity or as part of a package deal? It says black and white. It's a package deal. So again, what's going on? If it's a package deal, so why over here do we split the payments? So the Rambam, in other words, if we look at certain halachos of the Rambam, it appears that he's like the Rush. Other halachos of the Rambam, it appears he's like the Rambam. So, of course, our propensity in such situations is to try and find the Rambam that will help us out of the thicket. And that's a Rambam that we already saw, which appears to be difficult altogether. Nothing to do with the Rush and the Rambam. And so if you turn the page, we have the Rambam dealing with the payment of Nezek. We pointed out that which we call in Hilchos Kovel Mazik Nezek, in the world of Boshet u'Pagam, of Ones u'Mafata, we call it Pagam. Pagam and Nezek are one and the same in terms of the fact that we're dealing over here with a payment for a monetary loss, or with a payment for an injury, dealing with not the ancillary payments of medical expenses, unemployment insurance, etc. We're dealing with the fact that there is something. There was a physical injury, a nose was broken. A woman was raped, and as such, there is a payment that has to be made. In the world of the nose being broken, we call it nezek. In the woman being raped, we call it nezek. What is the nature of this payment? Is this payment considered to be mamon? Is it considered to be compensation? Or is it also, to a certain degree, considered to be knas? Considered to be in some form of a fine. So the Gemara points out that the nafkamina between those two questions is, what about hoda? What if we have a perpetrator who, there are no witnesses, and the perpetrator admits, I come to court and say, I punched so-and-so in the eye. I went ahead and I seduced so-and-so. In other words, and I owe nezek, I owe pegat. Does he pay? If we have a principle, if you're moda in compensation, you pay. If you're moda in a knas, you don't pay. So if you look in Hilchos Kol V'lo Masik, it points out, hoda me atzmo patur min ha-nezek u-min ha-tzar. That nezek is viewed as a knas. We say moda b'knas patur. And that makes a lot of sense. Because after all, really, what's a payment that should be for nezek? An eye for an eye. But we can't give an eye for an eye for a million and one reasons, right? And so we pay money. That money is in no way really proper compensation for that which was taken. It's never going to be the equivalent of that which is lost. It's not going to be the equivalent of an arm, not going to be equivalent of an eye. That's knas. However, the Rambam, when he in Nara Basula, he brings the same halacha, he says, Avol Mishalim Bosha Supigam Gohoda Aspiv. Here, we view it as Mamo. And we say that if a person is Moda, he is Chayav. What in the world is going on over here? How can you be, take the same payment and say, when the victim is a woman who is raped or seduced, we're going to view it as compensation. When we're dealing with a victim, could be the same woman, but she was punched in the nose or punched in the eye or any other injury, we're going to view it as knas, because there's the only proper mama would be an eye for an eye, and that's impossible, and so it's never really going to be proper compensation. In other words, we have such a stira. This we dealt with already, this issue. And perhaps if we'll remember what we said in this issue, it'll help us with the whole board over here. What were, just to bring you back to the Lama Gimel Amad Aleph, what principles did we set up over here? If you just to bring us back, if you recall, we saw in the Gemara that the Feirush Ripsa Torah, that the payment of Kabbalah is very, very unique, that whenever we have a payment of Kabbalah, whenever you have a payment for injury, there's no malchus. The Feirush Ripsa Torah, that in Chovel there are no malchus. Kamil Kemong the Rambam, and that's the final source on the page, that even if you were to be Chovel somewhere on Yom Kippur, and you should get malchus, because you did a malacha on Yom Kippur, and a malacha on Yom Kippur, Shabbos when you do a malacha, you're chayev skila. On Yom Kippur when you do a malacha, it's yantif, so you're chayev malchus. So even though you should be chayev malchus, no, we say that in Chovel, there is no malchus. There's no malchus for Chovel. There's no malchus for Yom Kippur. So our question is, according to Rav Yochanan, we have a mishnah in Malchus, that a person seduces his sister, and there are Edom and Hasra'ah, he gets malchus. How can he get malchus? After all, we have payment over here. We have, in a world, we have a world of Ones Umefata, we have Boshes and Begam, you have payment. How can we say that there are malchus? So we explained that pegam and nezek are really two different worlds. That when you injure a person in his eye, in his ear, in his arm, That is called chovel. That is called an injury that was uncalled for. The person is supposed to remain whole. A person was born with ramach evarim and shasah gidim. That's the way he should die, with those gidim and those evarim. However, and if you take one of them away, then you pay nezek, and that nezek is never going to be properly compensated for, because how are you going to replace a hand with money? How can you replace an eye with money? It's always going to be not proper compensation. So we have a din that classic chovel is always going to be a knas, and modeh b'knas patur. However, by a woman, in terms of her besulin, a woman was, Baruch Hashem, created to have intimacy with men, to have intercourse with men. That's you know, it's part and parcel of birds and bees of life. That's going to bring about the next generation. And so we're dealing not with an injury of something that was meant to remain whole. We're dealing with that which was meant to be removed, that which was meant to be changed. But what? Clearly, in other words, the woman or the woman's father, they're the ones who have the right to decide who is going to be the one who will remove the besulim, under what circumstances, at what time, etc., etc. And all of that was taken away from them. But that's a different form of Kabbalah. That, namely, that we have a world of Kabbalah, classic Kabbalah, that we could, that we're going to call Nezek. And in the world of Ones Umefata, we have a unique Kabbalah that we call Pegam. Here, really, there is a possibility of compensating monetarily. There is a loss, and we are able to compute the monetary equivalent of that loss. That's what we call pagam. That we see how much a shifcha is sold in the shuk when she is a virgin, how much she'd be sold in the shuk if she is no longer a virgin, and that has a certain value, and that value is given. Because we're not talking about something that was meant to remain, we're talking about something that was meant to be removed. That already, since we have a meaningful standard of compensation, that is mammon and you are chayiv. So, moving back to our picture, when we said over here, according to the Ramban, that we're talking about chol, that baboshes in begamba, the world of Kabbalah, this is not the classic Kabbalah. This is the, we have a unique chovel of ones umefata. We're dealing with something which is unique, which doesn't have a parallel B'chol HaTorah Kula. It's a payment, which is mamon, as opposed to knas. That we're dealing over here with a form of meaningful compensation. Since this chovel only exists in the world of ones umefata, so it makes sense for the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Tesem Yud to say that when we have a world of ones umefata, then we have this chavala. When we don't have a world of ones umefata, for whatever reason, in the world of Bulgaris, in the world of Mema'enes, we don't have the world of Ones Umefata, we don't have this Kabbalah. Many of those cases are cases where the woman is Becheskas Be'ula, and so this Kabbalah doesn't pick it off the ground. Okay, so the Rambam is very, very consistent. In Achinami, I view this as Dinei Kabbalah. It has its own parameters. It only exists in the world of Ones Umefata, so wherever there is a knas, where we can speak about such a chavala, where there's no knas, we don't have the world of Ones Umefata, we can't speak about such a chavala. Is such a chavala intrinsically linked with the world of the knas? Makitom. There's no intrinsic linking, it's a svara that we have over here, an injury that requires compensation. It could be the knas will go to her, and the boshes u'pagam will go to the father. However, we have one point where we do have a hekesh, namely the point of intersection within the pasuk. The pasuk tells us, "Benasad chamishim kesef tachas asher ina." I'm leaving out words from the pasuk, but the chamishim kesef is what we call the knas. Tachas asher ina is where we learn out the boshes upiga. The point of intersection is the nosan. The point, in other words, that we have a point of intersection in terms of the fact that the collection of these two is going to have a common denominator. That common denominator is what we call ha'amada b'din. Namely, that even though we're dealing with two worlds, and these two worlds are basically independent, but since the Torah links them with a hekesh, the Torah puts these two into the same pasuk, it means that in one area, we're going to view them as linked. We're going to view them as linked in terms of the ha'amada bedin. So if at the time of the ha'amada bedin, the father is not in the picture, then both of these will go to the daughter. Namely, that this halacha over here is the exception, not the rule. We don't have a rule that we always have a package deal. No. We're dealing over here with two separate payments. The knas is the knas, and the chovel is a unique chovel of ones mafata. So, A, it applies only to the world of ones mafata. When there's no world of ones mafata, we're not going to have this chovel. That's Perek Beis, Tes and Yud. There's no linkage in terms of who it goes to. One can go to her and one can go to the father. However, since the Torah puts the two of them into one pasuk in the area of Venasan, in the area of the payment, so we'll say that there is one point of linkage. The one point of linkage is we're going to see who's in the picture at the time of the Hamad of Bedin. When the father's in the picture, so then the Demei Chovel and Zafata go to the father. If the daughter's in the picture, and the father's out of the picture, then they'll both go to the daughter. That's the exception. The exception is, I mean, we have a hekesh, but the hekesh is a local hekesh regarding gviya, regarding the nesina. And then all the rabbams fit in. Everything fits into this picture. Again, we're starting with the fact that we're not talking about the chovel of nezek. We're talking about a unique chovel of ones mafata. This unique chovel of ones umafata is mamon as opposed to knas. This unique chovel of ones umafata is independent of the world of knas, and it can go to the father even if the knas goes to the daughter. However, the Torah does have a hekesh. That one can't deny. But we'll just limit the hekesh to the case of the Torah, to the aspect of menasat, that the knas and Moshe's begam are going to have the same shaschiv, that they're going to have the same shaschiv of ha'amad bedin. That is the exception of the hekesh. And then everything fits in, that this over here is the rule, and this over here is the exception. Yes?
And the Ramban just doesn't like the hekesh.
No, right. The Ramban just ignores the hekesh. He totally ignores the hekesh. He says, not pitom, that they're, I mean, it happens that they're in the same pasuk, but he doesn't view it as having a lot of consequences. What pushed the Ramban, probably, was the word hey. Again, in other words, it says that if she's the only one in the picture, the time of Hamad did, hein, okay? Hein shel atzma, not knas shel atzma, but hein, loshen rabbit. So the Ramban was in the corner, so he said, oh, that refers to ones and mafata. Knas of ones and knas of mafata. But the Ramban kind of understood that the pashas would be including boshas upagah. And then he would say, ah, in Achinami, in this area we have a hekesh. And he's not going as far as the Ramban is making it. You have to choose your weapon. Either you always view it as a hekesh, always view it as a package deal, or it's always separate. Could be it's 99% separate, but in terms of the context of the pasuk, that's where we have a hekesh. Okay, that's what I would suggest in the Rambam. In other words, looking back at the Achronim, I think the Kilas Yaakov says this. not, you know, it's not exactly these words, but I think this is the direction in which he's going, yes?
Well, once you said the Svar in the Rambam that he uses the Hekesh only when the father doesn't exist, so even if the Rambam would learn that that Moshe Zagram is a regular Svar of Chavala, he still could have said it. I'm just trying to think.
Yeah, the reason I stress that, in other words, there are three Rambams. We have a Rambam in Perek Beis, Halachos Tes and Yud, that point out that only women who get knas get boshes upegam. And women who don't get knas don't get boshes upegam. So I want to understand that not as a hekesh. It's not that we have over here a hekesh, but rather we're dealing with a type of chavala of ones umafata. Namely, that we're not dealing with the world of chavala b'chol haTorah kula. Because then, why should that be relevant as to whether the woman's getting knas? She's nechnelet, even a bulgaret, so she's not getting knas, but b'lemaisa there was an injury. But if we say, no, this is not an injury of classic chavala, here we're dealing with that which was not meant to remain, it was meant to be removed. However, removing it in the context of ones umafata, that is the issue. So when we have a geder, halacha geder of ones umafata, then we have this form of chavala. We don't have the halachic status of ones umafata by a gioris, by a mishachreris, then there's no status of ones umafata, then also there's no din of this form of chovel. In that way it goes hand in hand. Yes?
In a regular case of chavala, if there are two injuries simultaneously with the same action or whatever it is, you would pay, you both would be included in each of the five categories.
Right.
So the injury to the arm and the injury to the leg would be one form of nezek and one form of shavas, etc. Mm-hmm. So if you had another injury in addition to the rape, how would it combine?
If in other words, the Gemara mentions that one of the differences between ones and mefata is tsar, that it assumes that in the case of ones, there's going to be a chavata, that the woman is going to be black and blue from being coerced into the act, and that brings in tsar. Masha Eken in Pitui, the assumption is that there wouldn't be that additional injury. I mean, that additional injury that we're talking about is an injury of tsar that brings with it tsar, not nezek ripui and boshes, etc. The nezek ripui and boshes are from the act of bia, and the tsar stems from the additional injury.
That's not by definition, right? That's only by what would most likely happen.
That's, in other words, the Gemara assumes that even if the woman would be, in other words, in the case of pitui, would come out black and blue, that she's, and that she's mochavet. In other words, that would not be.
But for the woman who's raped, couldn't you add in, wouldn't there be potentially ripui also from the chaval?
From this chaval, sure.
Not from this chaval, the black and blue chaval.
The were there to be, then that would be the classic chavala. Right. Like the Gemara is assuming that not necessarily.
Right. Doesn't the Rambam have exceptions to this rule? I mean, the next halacha, bogeret, even though.
Yeah. So this is where you appreciate. I wanted to say that this, even though you know the overall framework, I think fits in, but the Rambam points out that over the fact that we say that. That this chavala is only going to be in a case of ones umafata is not across the board. We're going to have certain cases where there is no knas, and because of there will be this form of chavala. So, to really, in other words, he mentions four cases. No, bogeret ma'ena shota b'chireshet. So the case of Bogeret is a situation that we already saw that technically, even though she had not yet been Bu'ula, well, it's Machokis Rashi and Rabbeinu Hanan on how to understand exactly the situation. that the Sulim Kogel. By the Mama Enes, again, the Pashtus is that she is Becheskas Kudula. By the Shota and the Chereshes, also she is Becheskas Kudula. I don't have an explanation. In other words, the easy way to say would be that if it's only like a halachically, she is not in the parasha of Onis Mefata, but technically she is in the parasha, then she should get this chovel. But to distinguish between a Gioris and a Shot, I don't know how to distinguish. I don't know that those, why those are exceptions. Or why those are not other, I don't know. Okay. This basically completes the sugya up to Daf Lamed Kesem Days, up to Amar Abaye. I pointed out that we neder on the Wednesday week. How is it? 3 weeks from now? 3 weeks. Next week is before Pesach, then there's a week of Chol HaMoed, and then the Wednesday after Pesach. Alright, so 3 weeks from now, I'd like to learn with you the sugya of Yesh Beger Bekever, to read the Gemara to the Mishnah, to learn it with Rashi. And then we move over into Tosfos. Basically, the Tosfos over here on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis Yesh Beger Bekever is the one that we're going to stress. It's, again, there's a parallel sugya in Baba Kama on Daf Aleph Amud Beis Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. And after that, we'll move over to the sugya of Meshamshos B'moch, of birth control, but that will be the first topic will be Yesh Beger Bekever. How do we view a woman who is no longer around, but technically the clock is ticking? Do we say that when we have the Hamad of the Din, we'll view her in terms of the fact that she has a yoresh as well, that she could have someone who will inherit? Will that person move in because the clock is still ticking, or do we say no, that she's already out of the picture totally, and her those who inherit her don't enter into the picture at a later point? Okay, that we'll talk about in that tosis. So you should all have in Yitz Hashem Hakashiv. Firstly, you should dwell in your bechinas. And they should have a chakash of a sameach. Looking forward to continuing the learning with you after Pesach.
There is no connection.